At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only 10 bucks every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
Once you realize that you're playing a game of neurochemistry, and when you suffer because you want something, or you're trying to keep up with the Joneses, or you have a negative story that you're telling yourself about your own self-worth because what your parents said to you, not worth the money, or whatever the case, like whatever has happened to you, whatever wound you have, like people begin to get a sense of self that is about that wound. And so they're not feeling good, and they're trying everything they can to escape that. And it's like, okay, what is the sort of original progenerator of this sense of suffering? Desire, right? And so that Buddhist notion of desire gives birth to all of your suffering.
Power is the ability to guide yourself in through a very dangerous world, very competitive world, where we're almost all having to kind of, we don't get much help or cooperation from the world. In this world where there are no rule books telling us how to navigate it, it's very complicated and very difficult, and you make mistakes that you can suffer for. And power is knowledge, is ideas, is understanding how to navigate a very dangerous world. Okay? So you want that. So you want that, right? The idea of wasting your potential, of never realizing your goals, of never being able to create that business you wanted to create, or make that film that you think is in you, or start the business that you're starting. That's what you want in life. And if you don't want that, there's nothing I can say that will help you.
Believing in what, you know, God's given you is like playing truth or dare. The truth is I'm afraid, but I'm going to dare to believe anyway. The truth is I'm not qualified, but I'm going to dare to go after it anyway. Just because it's true doesn't mean it has to become the compass in which you navigate your life with. Sometimes faith is a dare. Sometimes building is a dare. My heart is broken, but I'm going to dare to love again. I'm grieving, but I'm going to dare to get up and go to work. I'm going to dare to continue to show up in my life with my broken pieces, with my leftovers, because I believe that if I continue to do that, that there is unexpected beauty for me to behold. Not for me to achieve, but for me to behold. There is a version of you that you have yet to behold.
I like to say sometimes that, you know, the journey to greatness begins the moment that our, you know, deep desires for comfort and ease are overpowered by our desires to connect and contribute.
Anything after the word I am is true to your unconscious mind, Mike. Anything. Anything after I am. Anything. Anything after I am. Even if you know it's not true, your conscious mind will believe it. Anything after I am. And so the power of I am, the power of I am can pull you through the darkest moment. The power of I am.
And you're going to have these mornings and these moments where you dare to keep your eyes open, even when it's easier to go through them with them closed and afraid. So I'm going to keep my eyes open and my heart open, because there's another me that I want to behold.
The universe doesn't look in terms of good and bad, right? Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along. Which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free, at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. That's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. ZipRecruiter.com/zip.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only.
Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
Success, failure. It looks in terms of cause and effect. Every cause creates an effect, and every effect has a cause. And if you participate in the cause, you participate in the effect. And I don't say will participate in it. You participate in it. They happen together. Your experience of the effect may take some time. It may take a few days. It may take a month. It may happen immediately.
What is it that you should value? And people say, well, being happy. They don't even mean that, by the way. If you decompose what people mean when they say they want to be happy, what it turns out they actually mean is they don't want to be miserable. They're way more concerned with avoiding suffering than they are with pursuing, you know, enthusiastic, positive emotion. So even the statement, I want to be happy, is actually not an accurate reflection of what it is that you want.
What happens with human beings is every thought has a frequency. Every thought produces a chemical. So if you keep obsessing about your lack of finances, your lack of time, your lack of energy, your lack, but you're taking thought, it's producing a frequency, and that frequency in the form of chemistry is storing that thought emotionally right in your second center. You feel guilty, you feel unhappy. The moment you feel unhappy, then you generate more thoughts equal to that feeling, which makes more chemicals, and you keep taking energy from the brain and storing it in the body. If you react to people in your life and you feel anger, frustration, whatever it is, drawing from this field, this electromagnetic field, you're tapping that resource and you're making chemistry out of it, and the field shrinks. So now, by doing that and living in survival, the body no longer is a magnet.
Every ideal is a judge, and that makes perfect sense, because an ideal is something to which you aspire, and the gap between you and that ideal, if it's your ideal, is felt as judgment. And so that's one of the reasons people are very afraid to have an ideal. That's why I wrote Do Not Hide Things in the Fog. It's like, well, you should lay out an ideal. You should pursue an ideal. Why wouldn't you? Well, when you make your ideal explicit, it turns into your judge. Well, then you can listen to that judge and move forward and transform.
Discipline with desire is easy. Discipline isn't that hard if you have real desire. I mean, if you want something bad enough, the discipline's not too difficult. I think discipline without desire is very difficult.
Do what is meaningful, not what is expedient. Meaning is an instinct. Meaning is the instinct that guides you in life across the totality of life, right? What's expedient, that's what you might want to do right now in an impulsive sense, right? Because you're driven forward by anger or anxiety or frustration or disappointment or despair, some sort of one-eyed motivational monster that's got you in its grip that really isn't considering everything at once. And the instinct for meaning seems to be a consequence of the integration of all of those underlying motivations and emotions with social being, and then the manifestation of something like the proper pathway forward. And so you need that because you need to know how to move forward in life, because you need to move forward in life. You need to act in life.
Every day I want to train myself to be prepared for a war, whatever that war is, whether that's external or internal. The discipline of doing something painful every day, I think, is one of the most important disciplines that any human being can have. Whatever that pain looks like for you, I believe we must lean into pain every day. Otherwise, pain is going to lean into us. But if we're leaning into it first, when stuff happens, it's like, yeah, I got this, because I do this every day. I'm not saying we should be in pain 80% of our day, but maybe an hour, 30 minutes, you should do something that makes you want to stop, or makes you want to relax. Because then when stuff really happens, you'll be relaxed.
All I can get certain about is putting my next step forward. And I think it's kind of like when you're walking, you've become so comfortable walking, you don't even realize. But actually, all you're doing is putting your next step right. You can't think about what's going to happen in 100 steps time because you haven't walked over the ground there. And you don't know how the ground is going to change. So for me, the monk mindset is, how do I just place this next step? Not perfectly, but how do I place this next step with my best intention, process, and habit possible? And what does that require? That requires me to be connected internally to my internal guide. And what does that require? It requires me to find that stillness and space so that I can actually listen.
There's the insistence upon action as of primary import. We're not fundamentally creatures who passively perceive the objective world. That's not the goal of our perceptual systems. It's not the goal of our memory. The reason that you have memories isn't to remember the past. The reason you have memories is so that if something bad happened to you in the past, you can figure out what it was that was bad, and you can figure out why it happened, and then you can not do it again in the future, right? It's very practical. And it's the same on the positive end of the spectrum. If good things happened to you in the past, then conceivably duplicating whatever you did to get those good things to happen could have them happen again in the future. So it's practical memory, and it's oriented towards action, and it's oriented towards like the quality of your life.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.